removes a lot of the issues around job security, and let's be honest about it, it'll make a more attractive and a sustainable career for people who might want to take up teaching. Having the option of being permanent after 1 year in a contract, I guess, gives that bit of certainty to people. Nowadays, I think you have to be at least 2 years in the contract. When I started teaching my first over 20 years ago, you had to be 4 years. And that created a lot of uncertainty, and a lot, I guess, people would drift away from the profession because of that reason. I do feel that she needs to look at making sure that teachers are on full hours, especially when they're at second level. A lot of the time, the contracts can be just short-term hours, which, you know, it does give a certain degree of security. But, I mean, to make it like into a really attractive career, she would want to make sure that teachers are really looked into to getting full-time hours.
Ultimately, is it about providing that certainty for people?
Yeah, precisely. Like nowadays, like, you know, if you go to apply for a mortgage or you're trying to, you know, even, you know, figure out your own financial situation, teaching is a great career. But if you haven't got the contract, I mean, it can be very fluid. And with regards to that, then it means that, you know, you're not really sure where you stand come September. And for that reason alone, I think having this in place will make things much more attractive to prospective teachers in the future.